Saying I love you. Saying I love you sometimes has strings attached. When my mom told me she loved me, I knew it was unconditional. There was nothing I could do that would cause her not to love me. But with my dad, it felt like his love was connected to my performance in school or work, which made me feel it was conditional, although deep down I knew he would love me no matter what I did. Parents usually have a built-in unconditional love for their children, regardless of their behavior, and that works both ways, but of course there are exceptions. In most intimate relationships, the partners usually love each other so long as they both provide sex and/or money to the other. If one side in an intimate partnership stops maintaining his or her role, the love usually fades and then goes away completely. For example, when a man who provides financial security in a heterosexual relationship suddenly becomes unable to provide that security, his partner's love may decrease or cease. Unconditional love, on the other hand, is not based on circumstances. I love you unconditionally means that I want you to be as happy as you can be, and I want the best for you, regardless of what I get from you. It is not based on me getting what I want from you or you loving me first. Unconditional love is not based on another deserving our love because of how she has treated us. Do you ever say, I love you, to a stranger who hasn't done anything for you? Usually not. We usually say, I love you, to others who have loved us. Sometimes we say it to people we wish we were loved by. But usually we mean it the most when we say it to others who have supported our happiness and well-being unconditionally. It is natural to love people who have loved us. If you give love, you get love. Once again, you get what you give. On the other hand, it is difficult to love others who do not love us back.